The Fox.
Hilariously Melbourne.
Phoebe, Feb and Nick. Phoebe, Feb and
Nick. Well, welcome to the podcast.
It's podcast time. What time is it? It's podcast time. Hey, first show without Fifi Box. We went all right.
Mate, flying. Feels like Thursday.
Yeah.
We are humming.
Yeah. And you're sitting in Fifi's seat, which is amazing. And you did it well. You're sitting up on your perky.
Yeah. Got my Coke Zero like Fee does.
Yelled
at a bunch
around.
Of the staff.
Yeah.
Got a few people fired.
Now, this is a part of the podcast where we talk about or debrief the show, but I'd like to debrief something we chatted off air. And you're a comedian, Cody, and Josiah said he had a great joke about, we spoke about on air about a waffle, a little waffle.
Waffle stomp. Well, you did throw it in on the show.
And Josiah told us a great story about a waffle stomp.
Oh, that cannot go on the radio or the podcast.
Yeah, it can.
A podcast can't have that sort of stuff.
Yes,
you know,
it can.
That's bad when it's too crook for the internet.
Yeah, this is genuinely too crook.
A podcast can have that.
So, for anyone that doesn't know,
Blake is saying you can do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Thumbs up, JB.
Yeah.
Okay, well, before I tell the story, why don't we get James Blake to describe to everyone what a waffle stop is? Look it up on the internet, what do you get, James Blake?
It's one of the great descriptors. So, it's human feces that's then stomped onto the drain of a shower.
Yeah, and it looks like a waffle.
Yuck.
And then when you wee on it, it's like the syrup. Anyway, what was your story?
I think you can guess what the story is.
No, just tell us the story.
The story.
Mate, grow some balls,
that's
bro.
I've got them, and that's the story.
No, it wasn't.
I was in Byron Bay at a backpackers.
Yeah.
A couple of mates from the showers.
No, stop there. Fifi's away, but we're still not doing that.
Wow. And calls come in.
It didn't happen 3 months ago. It was about 10 years ago.
Then a big brown shark came.
Face call from Air Force One.
Thank you, James Blake, for saving me. So what happened? Why don't we get a review from the producers on the show. See how you went without Fee.
We'll start with Darcy, our fearless leader.
Honestly, though.
10 out of 10.
Honestly, though?
Honestly.
So you're saying we don't need Fee?
Well, that's a hard one. I love Lad's Day, but I do miss Fee.
I think she's saying 10 out of 10 for how we could have performed. Not versus the full product.
No, I think she said full product. She
wow.
Yeah, you
it's
did.
10
don't
out of 10
don't
for
backtrack
you
now.
Yeah.
We'll waffle stomp you. ASIO?
You guys killed it. 10 out of 10.
I don't know. I
loved it.
Blakey?
For me, it's like, you know how you watch the great rallies at the tennis?
Yes, Federer versus Nadal.
It was like watching that.
Yeah.
But radio.
Yeah.
Wow. So,
well done.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Renee, how was your weekend?
Hi.
How was your weekend?
Oh, come off it. Look, I would say you guys smashed it. Off-air chat got real grim in the studio.
That was your fault. What were you talking about?
Well, that's off-air chat.
Did you have a good weekend?
I told my story.
Josiah, you didn't. You made James Blake tell it. Now he'll tell mine.
Oh, yeah. So, hold on. Well, you're sharing a bed with someone at the moment, but it's just platonic. So that's okay.
What?
Right, so we'll speak about it. See, if you're listening to this podcast, it is Monday the 27th. Now, tomorrow on the show, we have Husey.
Yeah.
Which is Husey Tuesday. And Renee stayed in his house.
Oh, no.
Over the weekend.
You didn't bring someone to
May
Husey's
have had a
house.
Bit of company.
Tune in tomorrow.
So we'll tune in tomorrow to hear that with Husey. Great story, Renee. Well done. Costa, you haven't done anything. You haven't done anything all day. You haven't been yelled at, which is good.
So what's my rating of the show?
Yeah. Did you even listen?
Yeah. I just assumed this was the show going forward. It went so well. I just figured we wouldn't need to change it again. Why would we want to do that?
So change the name, you reckon? Or
I'm so happy we're recording this so they can give the opposite feedback to Fee when she returns. Oh, Fee, they were dreadful. No.
Well, I'm in charge of this getting into the podcast, so I'll be cutting my bit out so that we can't replay
when Fee comes back in about 8 weeks, we will play this to her.
Yeah.
And say, this is what everyone... Leon, welcome. It's come straight from the lame duck. Did you even listen?
Yeah. What did you get when you turned up with 7 minutes to go? How did we sound?
I tell you what, I was listening on the way in, flicking around other stations. Better than Nova and Kiss.
Wow, I like it. There we go.
Now put that on the podcast.
And if this if this is being played back to Fee, I thought you guys did a great job, but we really did miss her. She's our queen. She's our fearless
leader.
Shut
up, you fuckwit.
Leon didn't say Triple M or gold though. So
good point. Hey, keep listening to this podcast. There's an alpha bucks answer somewhere without which. for March 28th.
101.9 The Fox.
Fifi Fevenick minus our Queen for the week. Yeah,
speaking about the Queen, Josiah, I'm glad you brought that up because we do miss her. She's not here this morning and, you know, we all have our spots in the studio. And it's just like, it's like your work desk. You just go to it and you know it's your spot and I've come in early and I'm trying to prep because obviously Fee's away and she does all that. Nick and I don't do much. And then Nick's walked in and gone straight to Fifi's spot because you stand next to me.
Just in the eye line.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Yeah. Hazen will get it up on our socials.
I've sent her a video. You've already ordered yourself a Diet Coke and with a bit of a clap.
Yeah. Clap. I remember how she talks to everyone. Yeah. Get it. Yeah. You'll be at Centrelink on Thursday. Mate, it's good. It's like the ring from Lord of the Rings, man. I'm feeling the energy come through.
I've never seen you so tall.
Huh?
You are walking on your tippy toes.
Mate, I'm looking 5'10¾" today.
Mate, you're 6 foot. You are up and about.
Before we kick things off, every caller this morning, free fuel. Keep it locked here at the Fox. Going to be opening the phone lines very soon. In fact, let's see how good Nicky is at being Fifi right now.
Well, I'm very proud of us, Fev. It's taken us 9 minutes into the first show with Fifi away to talk about somebody from the NRL papped drunk at a McDonald's.
Well, this is the first time in 8 years we've talked about the NRL, so away you go.
Here we go. Well, this is what happens. This is Nick's sports report, I guess. Manly coach Anthony Seibold, he got caught over the weekend just having a snooze in a Macca's. Now, I'd love to hear what you think on this. He said he wasn't embarrassed, which is pretty easy, I reckon, for the NRL. They've got a high bar for embarrassment. Even in the off-season, even some of the mums were getting up to some... Yeah. They were in strife.
When you talk about the NRL and trouble, this is probably real low. It's right down the bottom.
Yeah. He said he had some old boarding school mates in town. They went out for some drinks. He had the day off. And he's gone.
They had the week off, didn't they?
Yeah.
They had the bye.
Yeah. So they weren't even playing. He wasn't in charge of coaching a team. He had a couple of beers and he's dozed off at a Macca's. I've never been guilty of this. No. I've never dozed off in a Macca's. My issue is always the transport home.
Oh, you sleep in the car.
Well, not even the car, on the train.
Oh, no.
I've done a few times when...
Missed stop?
Yeah, when I was about 19, 20, I lived in Paran, in
couldn't
an apartment in Paran.
You smell it when you get to Werribee? You'd smell that'd wake you up, wouldn't it?
The poo farm. It's very hurtful, Fev. When we played Werribee Juniors football, a lot of other players would say that, and we'd end up fighting them. But you're a big unit and a former AFL athlete. I'm not going to try that this morning. Haven't had my Coke Zero yet. Where's my Coke Zero? The thing is, I'd always doze off on the train. I've been woken up a number of times, Sandringham.
Oh.
That's the word.
You would have got a shock coming from Werribee.
Because when I was in Perrant, it's literally three stops. It's three stops. Yeah. So you get on at Flinders Street and you're like, Richmond, South Yarra, keep your eyes open, champ. Here we are, seagulls. Mm. Oh, I've gone too far.
Yeah, you've gone too far. I've never fallen asleep.
Ever?
Out. Nah.
What do you mean?
Oh, mate, I've got FOMO, bro. I've got a fear of missing out. I don't sleep anywhere.
Yeah, but it's the end. I'm not...
Yeah, no.
There's nothing else happening.
I don't think I've caught a train home either. I'd sleep in the car, have a little doze off in the car. I ain't jumping on a train.
You've never caught a train home, have you?
No. Well, why? There's Ubers.
Well, you're an... No, but
get a driver.
I keep forgetting that you went from high school selling pizzas to the AFL.
Well, you just get in a cab with the boys.
I couldn't afford a
little stopover somewhere.
You've never caught the Knight Rider.
The Knight Rider?
Yeah. Do you know what the Knight Rider is?
I do know who the Knight Rider is.
Not that one.
Anyway, 13-10-60, Melbourne. Where have you fallen asleep? Anthony Seibold had fallen asleep at a Macca's, and it was only 11:30. He's just wanted a couple of McChickens. Someone's taken a photo. I look at the person who's taken that photo, and that does me. Like, yeah. Why would you do that?
Why would you do that? Like, why would you send it around?
Just, mate, how old is this bloke? He's an old man.
No, he'd be in his 40s.
Yeah, he's
late
old.
40s, I reckon.
We're old. Just let him have a couple of beers, mate, and a McChicken.
I'm 35.
You look 40. 13-10-60 Melbourne. Hey, every caller on air gets free fuel. Michael from Melton. Morning, Michael. Yabba dabba doo.
Yabba dabba doo. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Where are you falling asleep, brother?
Oh, this is a funny story. So when I was about 17 at the time, back in 2006, I finished my footy event with my mates. We had a few drinks and I slept in the back of my mate's ute.
Oh.
What, in the tray?
No, in the back of my mate's ute.
Yeah.
So I fell asleep on my back of my mate's ute.
Yeah.
And he actually drove home. I woke up at his place.
Oh, so you just went in there for a little kip and then he didn't even know you were there and he's driven home.
No, because he had a Commodore ute and he had one of those plastic covers over it. So I actually put the cover over.
Just thought it was dead.
Left a bit of a gap so I can breathe, and then I woke up at his house. I didn't want to rake him, so I called the taxi, went home, and when I looked at my phone, I had 30 missed calls from him and a couple of other mates.
Yeah.
And rang him the next day, and they said, "Oh, where are you? Where were you?" I said, "I slept at the back of your ute." And he said, "Really?" And then, yeah, that was it.
Great story, Michael. And you know what? You know what you win today? Free fuel.
Yeah, boy.
Fill that ute up.
In the old Malou sleeping bag.
Does it take you back to the old ute days for you in the back of the trailer?
Old ute? Mate, I didn't get my license until a few years ago.
Like mate utes back at...
Yeah, I don't know.
Old blue light disco days.
Oh, you hope you're not getting driven to a blue light. You're too old. if your mates have their license and you're going to a blue light disco,
I love the blue light disco. God, that was fun. Cameron from Craigieburn, morning.
Good morning, fellas. How are we?
We're good. Ooh.
Very good. So one night I had just a typical night at Crown. The tables weren't doing too well for me. Couldn't afford a taxi. This before Ubers were there, so I decided to just tuck away on those big red steps down South Bank. just go down there and stay out of society's way for a little bit, and then wake up and lick me wounds and make my way home.
Did you get back in there when you woke up?
I've done enough damage, calling up in the corner of South Bank's enough.
You know when you reach your limit and you can't get any more till it hits 12 o'clock? He's just rolled back in.
That's all right. Well, he should feel good because the South Bank outside Crown is also Ben Cousins' hotel of choice when he's here. So
beautiful.
Well done, Cameron. Free fuel for you, Cam.
Beautiful. No worries, fellas. Have a good one.
Andrew, Cheltenham. Morning.
Morning, team. Not my most professional soldiering moment, but I was on patrol in Afghanistan and we stopped for a little breather.
you're what?
I was on patrol in Afghanistan back in the day, back when we were deployed over there.
Wow.
We just stopped in a little sort of little garden of Eden set up, like the irrigation channels and the beautiful, beautiful grass and the shade and 35 degrees and... Yeah, just nodded off. It wasn't the best place to do it, but
man, you are truly zen.
A lot of Forrest Gump going into this.
Just falls asleep by the tree. How do you fall asleep there, Andrew?
Look, you can fall asleep anywhere if you're comfortable, can't you? I mean,
that's an operative word.
Andy, what woke you up? How'd you wake up?
Look, I mean, I know it sounds far-fetched, but honestly, the Taliban put a couple of rounds over the top of us. And just harassing fire, nothing serious. And but one of the more unusual places to fall asleep, and then ways to wake up.
Andrew, it sounds like you're asleep, so you're on one side, like there's a war going on. You're on one side, the Taliban are on the other, and they've got the binoculars out, had a look, and gone, look at this bloke having a kip. Let's just shoot a few rounds and wake him up.
It's all about being a hard target, they say in the army, and I wasn't the hardest target that day.
Andrew, how do you go? I feel weird sometimes, like I have to travel a bit for work and I wake up in a hotel room that I'm only in for a night and you go, whoa, where am I? How's that feeling when you go, whoa, where am I? Afghanistan. Oh, no.
Yeah, it's one of those. I look back and I think, was that my life that I lived? It's just so... it's just so foreign to me now, but at the moment when you're living it, you're just like, oh yeah, this I better switch on now. Yeah, okay, that's enough of the kip. We're on here.
I know we do Taliban Tuesday, but there's a Taliban Monday story. Yeah. Free fuel for you, Andrew. Free fuel
Monday. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, boys. 101.9 The Fox.
Beefy Box, our queen. She is away, boys. We believe she might be in the jungle about now.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
They start filming this weekend, don't they?
Yeah, they do. It's on Channel 10, 6:30 Sunday night. But because I've been in the show, you go into it like Thursday or Friday. So you spend a couple of days in there so they can get some filming and obviously play back to Australia. But first hour's down. The boys, I think we've done okay.
Yeah. We've done very well.
I'll tell you what.
Stuffed up yet.
Boys, we've got a great hour still ahead of us as well. Sophie Monk, not only is she joining us, she's about to go her 1-year wedding anniversary.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, she met him in business class, as you do. And I reckon she'll be keen to audition for Fee's job because guess what, Melbourne? We're giving it away.
She's heading overseas. But we don't want to leave her seat free. Yeah, we need to replace our absentee. We need you to fill in for Fifi.
Don't know if she'll get it, though. But she will be joining us for half an hour from 7:30.
She actually did sit an interview for Fee's job once before when she was away. When Fee was on maternity leave, I had to sit down with the monster. She told a story about Papa Smurf. It was interesting.
Really?
It's an interesting story.
Oh, no.
I don't know if we should bring that up with her. No?
No.
Not for radio? Yeah, not radio with you. But we do have some calls on the line, Nick, for, you know, to fill in for Fifi, which is going to be fun. What an opportunity.
Yeah.
Fifi is the queen of radio. She's been in this job for 23 years. She steers our ship.
Yeah, and, for sure. The queen.
She's going to say
big boots to fill, but I've seen her feet. Nah. Little slides.
Yeah, well, you can see her feet little on OnlyFans slides. Too. You can get on and donate some money. Hey, we've got Colleen from Kilmore. Morning, Colleen.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great.
Good. How would you feel stepping into the big shoes of Fifi?
Well, exactly like you said, guys. I reckon it'd be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I reckon I've got it. You could go for it. Growing up, one of my nicknames was Queen Colleen, so maybe I would never be able to feel the actual Queen's shoes, but you never know.
What would you bring to the table, Colleen? Because we like to have a little bit of fun in here, and you know,
we
take the piss out of Fee a fair bit.
Yeah, you do. I reckon I'd be able to handle that, but I'd like to bring some sports. I do like sports. Oh. I probably know a little bit more than Fee. But she's more probably the art scene, and I like the sports side.
Well, do you want to do a sports report? Give us a weekend wrap.
Okay.
Hang on, ready? And we're here for Colleen's sports report.
Okay, guys, what a weekend of sports. So the lights went out at the Gabba. You got Melbourne coming back over the Lions, come strong, only to lose, go down 82-93. We move over to the Suncorp Super Netball. Again, lights out in Adelaide.
Oh, what?
There was a surface drama, delayed the start of play. Then the lights went out at halftime, so they could not reschedule the match once it's underway. It was abandoned at halftime. No matter what the score, they took home 2 points each. So the New South Wales Swifts and the Adelaide Thunderbirds each going home with 2 points. Yesterday, Vixens against Collingwood Magpies netball were given 2 centre passes to come home strong and take the win by 1 goal. Not sure what's going to happen there, guys.
Wow.
That was a proper sports report.
And double the netball than the footy.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I'm a single mum, so I'm in and out, and my kids with their sports, so I try to get a good cap on what I can.
Surprised you didn't bring up, Colleen, that I watched my daughter play for Furbank on Saturday afternoon, and they played a Sandringham team. And, you know, when you go watch your kids and you're proud and no matter what happens, you just go, well done. Good try, Colleen.
Yes.
They didn't score a goal.
Netball.
Didn't score 1 goal.
Wow.
And I said to her, I think it might be time.
The team didn't score.
No one scored a goal. The other team scored about 50, and they were 0. I don't think I've ever seen that in a netball game, Colleen.
No, I don't think I've seen that either.
Yeah, and I remember she's walking off the court, and all the other kids from their schools at school netball, and they were like, how'd you go, Lulu? And I go, they didn't score, and everyone was laughing at her.
Hey, Colleen, Dad. Thanks for applying
well
for
done, Colleen.
Struggle.
Hey, you're in the draw.
And? Free Fuel Monday! Every caller on air with us this morning gets free fuel. Some for you, Colleen.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys. Hey, have an awesome day.
Cheers, Colleen.
And even if you don't get the job, Colleen, we might keep your number because I love a Monday sports report. Yeah, I used to be able to do them, but Fee sacked me from that. And I reckon you could. I love a sports report on a Monday.
You love hearing about it.
You know, because if you don't watch all the sport, you need someone to come in and give you an update.
It's true. Hey, if you want great value on mobile quality fuel, download the My 7-Eleven fuel price lock to start your savings adventure. Savings not guaranteed. Visit 7-Eleven.com.au for T's and C's. Like I said, every caller on air, free fuel. Who's next?
Good sneaky little credit in there, Josiah.
You're
well played. JJ from Peran. Morning, JJ.
Good morning. How you going?
Oh, love the accent. Where are you from?
I'm Irish originally, just like Fee.
Oh, there you go. What do you bring?
How's
what do you bring to
going?
The... Oh, we're going well, thank you.
Been fun.
Yeah.
And a top of the morning to you, JJ.
Thank you. You're managing okay with that fee?
How do you reckon we've been going, JJ?
I think you're doing okay. You haven't messed up yet. You've still got time.
That's something Fee would say.
Bit of a whack.
What would you bring to the table for us lads, JJ?
I have a little girl who is worse than Gordon Ramsay when it comes to food. So I've had to up my game with cooking. So I could definitely bring you some really delicious food.
Oh!
Whoa.
What was that?
Pardon?
What was that?
Oh, I've got a dog and a cat here fighting.
Oh, there we go.
I've managed to settle down the children and the animals are kicking off.
There's some content. Who wins, the dog or the cat?
The cat would win.
Yeah, I was going to say, just based on that bark, that's not a dog that's winning fights.
What does the cat do to the dog?
They just kind of do zoomies around the house. They're a bit crazy.
I like this, Fev.
Yeah. What food would you bring? Because I love food. Nick loves food. As soon as I saw food, I'm like, you could be in.
Food. Sundays, we usually do a big cook-up. So yesterday, we did some amaretti biscuits, and we did some pasta alla carbonara, and we did some chorizo, chili, and tomato.
Oh, God.
Yeah. We love our food.
So you'd bring some of this into the studio for us?
Absolutely. Anything you want, we can cook.
I'm sold.
Yeah.
Is there another?
And the beautiful Irish accent. He's in trouble. Stay in the jungle, Fee.
All right, JJ. JJ's thanks in. For your call. You sound
thank
fun.
You. I'm fun. I like to have fun. I like to have a banter and a bit of a laugh. Yeah,
and you're a solo mum?
Yes, solo mum to two kids and two animals.
This is just like Fee.
But she's got the crack.
And she can cook.
Yeah, absolutely. Just like Fee.
Don't know if Fee can cook. She can bake.
She can order food online.
She can order Uber.
I can definitely order food.
Yeah. All right, JJ. Hey, you win free fuel. Free fuel
Monday. Amazing. Thank you, guys.
Cheers, JJ.
She was lovely.
She was amazing.
Up and about.
Yeah, like up and about. Got two kids, single mum, got animals, brings in food. Ticking every box.
Irish. We're going to be applying and taking your calls for Fee's job all week. If you want to apply online, fox.com.au. And don't forget, every call this morning with Fifi Fevenier gets free fuel. Thank you, 7-Eleven. Not a bad way to kickstart your week with those prices going through the roof.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Alpha Bucks answer time. This is for Tuesday, March 28th.
Now, this is your time to win 10 grand with our Alpha Bucks quiz. We do it 6:30 and 8 o'clock. Josiah gives away an early clue. I always give a clue, and Nick will be this week giving a clue away for Alpha Bucks. So we thought we'd chuck in another clue. So you only have to get 7 right. So this is 3 answers you're going to get for the same quiz. And it's a physical term, and the letter is V.
No, physics. Physics term.
Yeah, I can't read, bro.
That's all right. A physics term starting with V, velocity or vector.
Vector.
V.
I'm a good reader.
Velocity.
What else starts with V?
Vacuum. Jeez.
Write that down. Physics.
That's physical.
Oh, yeah!
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Look who is in the studio, Ed Cavalier.
Gentlemen.
Hey, yes. Morning, morning.
How are you?
It is a pleasure to see you both.
Just three men of fitness and health here chatting.
Three men and a baby. I see you every morning.
I know.
You work in Sydney, but you're in Melbourne, which is weird.
And we're up and down. I live at the airport.
Just milking the system.
Thank you so much. That is exactly
good
how.
To have you
and
on
thank
the show.
You for the mime, too.
Yeah.
For the bit of utter work that was live.
Oh,
that
there's a lot of that.
Hello. Come on, Katie. You gotta live with this.
It's either usually that, or ooh.
Yeah, Nick, please describe the three mimes that have just taken place.
You know what? I reckon everyone could guess just based off the sounds.
So, what I'm doing is at the comedy festival. I've never done the comedy festival before. Yeah. So,
oh wow!
As a because
you've got to be funny.
Oh, he's killing it today. Seriously, have you had a Prime? What are you?
Prime Amazon?
No, what's it called? That?
Oh, yeah, the Logan Paul.
Yeah, Logan Paul.
Yeah, I think it is a Prime. Is it Prime?
Yeah, Prime. Lines out the block around Woolworths everywhere yesterday.
Just a big weekend.
Oh, geez, another.
Now that one.
Yeah.
Now that one's going to have to go to the keeper, that mime. All right, so I've never done the comedy festival before, but I've written this. I've written a movie about radio. So I've done 15 years of radio, and I've kept a little notepad of every time we had to go do that thing called compliance. And if people don't know what that is, it's when you go and the lawyers say to you, now, if you do this and they play an actual bit of radio, you'll all get sacked, right?
Well, we had this Nick's first year, and we've never been, Fee and I had never, ever, ever been in trouble.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what I got in trouble for? They tried to stitch me up.
No. It was on there. He was talking about shishka and how good.
Not shishka, shisha. So shisha, I said, If you're a fan of watermelon and having a terrible migraine, you should try shisha. And this is where lawyers are awful. Because if you think, I need to make something funnier, let's call lawyers in.
Yeah, no, they're
they said you're promoting it. And I go, I think you'll find I was being sarcastic and that it's a terrible thing.
And at the same time, I was laying on the floor with a vape.
But that was mixed berry. So it was completely fine. So I've taken all that and put it into a show, a movie about radio, which it takes place over one day on an AM footy radio station.
So you just watch it? So you don't have to get up on stage?
No, it's a staged reading. So I've cast it. Live so read. Tony Martin, there you go. Table read they used to do over lockdown.
I did one, brother.
You've done one.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, and Nick's done it. And Mr. Ash Williams is in there, Ben Knight. There's plenty of great people involved. And so to give people a flavour of it, I've actually gone out and got sponsors. So even though it's a fake radio show, I thought I'd go and get some sponsors for it. So a lot of good new TV shows on. Our friend Grant Denyer is back with this bad boy.
Hi, it's Gold Logie winner Grant Denyer here. Join me Sunday nights for my hit new TV show, Upskirting with the Stars.
That's a lot of fun. Because he doesn't need to put the camera...
That could be the end of Grant.
He doesn't need to put the camera on his shoe. He just walks around. Yeah. Instant.
Got a GoPro on his head. Look, he's a Red Bull jumper.
Selfie stick.
That'll come up in the next meeting with the lawyers.
That's why I didn't laugh.
You were distancing yourself.
I Darcy the shit out of that.
And what about, Maps is big.
It is. Way too big.
Oh, you love Maps.
It might be his favourite
commitment
show.
Ceremony last night. I cried.
Which bit?
When the two, what's their name?
I cried at that
Leighton
too.
And his wife.
Leighton and his wife.
Yeah, they both said they
I think
love
they're both called Leighton.
They both loved each other and they kissed and they she really? Said, you're my, oh mate, I was, I clapped.
You clapped on the couch.
Alex was downstairs and said, what are you clapping at? I said, they're together.
Real love, Alex. I'm clapping real love.
It was amazing. What are you implying?
I'm implying nothing.
Yeah, ex-wife, current fiance, Alex. Clap from... Hot.
Next.
Maths is boring, right? We need to move over.
Of course. It is.
Yeah, there's a new version. No. Channel 9 are always on the lookout for what's next. And the first time this has been played on the radio, this is what's next.
Tonight on Channel 9. From the creators of Married at First Sight. Comes the most controversial dating show ever. Ever. The tears. The drama.
They can punch me.
The betrayal of Michael Clark at First Sight.
I'm gonna tell you now. Don't hit me. Don't you walk away.
Jeez.
Very good.
How's it going to go for Carlos?
Yeah.
Carlos!
You, what do you say after that?
No, you stay here. Live beeps always go well.
I expect more from men with blonde tips. He really let me down there.
Can't wait to see it. Thanks, Ed Cavalli. Don't miss Team Effort with Ed Cavalli this April. Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Get your tickets.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Fia Queen, she's away at the moment. But don't worry, the boys are here to play. And guess what? We're replacing her.
Well, Fifi's heading overseas. But we don't want to leave her seat free. Yeah, we need to replace our absentee. We need you to fill in for Fifi. Yes.
Fill in and win a tank of free fuel. Not a bad Monday to start the week.
Yeah, not a bad Monday. Free fuel. And as you said, Josiah, Fia is away for the week. And then we go on holiday. So she's away for 3 weeks, actually. Yeah. Which is interesting timing. Interesting business decision to leave a week. Before we go on holiday. So she says she's going to Disneyland.
And again, I can't stress this enough. 3 weeks ago, I was in Las Vegas for a Bucks party. Did the show every day from a Las Vegas Bucks party.
Yeah, which was a huge effort.
Telling me you can't do from Disneyland?
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah, she said she's going to be on rides. What time is it over there anyway now? It'll be afternoonish, 12?
Yeah, 10 to 2 in the
10
afternoon.
10 to 2?
In LA, yeah.
Mate, so it'll be 11 till 2 she had to work.
Yeah.
That's
what I did.
You're not doing much between...
I did it as a 7-day Bucks party. I turned up every day. It's easy.
So we thought it'd be a great 10. Idea. Now, I can announce this, I think, that we will be getting a listener in for Fifi's job on Friday.
Yes.
So they'll be coming in Friday morning, doing the show with you, myself, Nick, and Josiah, and the rest of our wonderful team out there. So lock that in, get Friday off. We've got Ashley from Cooey Rub. Morning, Ash.
Good morning, Sebo. How are we?
Yeah, we're good, bro. What can you bring to the table, mate? Another lad. Oh,
I can actually bring a cup of coffee to the table if you'd like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love a coffee in the morning.
No, nothing wrong with a coffee in the morning.
That's a good start.
What do you do
actually?
For a job?
I'm a roof tiler.
We love a roof tiler. We love a tradie.
The hard yakker. You put in the hard yards, yeah. Ash. You're not having a week off to go to Disneyland.
Yeah. No, I actually want to have a week off to go to the Fox Studio.
Do you have any kids?
No, I got two kids that have dropped me son off at school, and my daughter, she lives away from me.
Okay, so have you wanted to work in radio before, or you just thought this would be a great idea to hang out with me and Nick?
I'd love to hang out with you and Nick. It'd be actually awesome to have just an old boys table.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, I'd love another lad in here just to chew the fat, because the best conversations, Ash, happen off air.
it'd be different on air.
I've had some rotten ones this morning. Now, Ash, the only issue, I was going to say there's no RDOs, but it turns out Fee can just leave to go to Disneyland, so you'll be right. Just take time off whenever you need it, mate.
No, it's easy just to take time off work.
Beautiful.
All right, Ash from Cooey Rub. It's a fair drive from Cooey Rub into here, South Melbourne, but you're into the draw. Hopefully we'll see you on Friday, brother.
Awesome. No worries, boys.
Good on you, Ash. Thank you, Free Fuel, as well, just for getting on air, mate. Well done.
Free Fuel.
All right. Thank you very much. Awesome.
Woohoo. Thanks, 7-Eleven.
Marseille. Is that how I say it?
Marcia.
Marcia or Marseille?
Marcia, hi, Fev.
Yeah, I know it the first time. From Pearsdale, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? I was a copper for 27 years.
God.
Oh, God. I know. But I'm not a copper anymore, so
you're
finally
in.
I can have free reign. What I can say, I'm now a criminal defence barrister.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we might need you.
Hopefully I can bring to the table, defence counsel. You can have in-house counsel if you need it. But
Nick does.
Hopefully I can bring you some special guests and some gossip from around Melbourne from all those days in the 90s and the early 2000s.
Underbelly style,
a bit of a wrap up of what's gone on over the weekend
and
what's been happening out and about, and bring in some people.
Marcia, what I like as well, being a cop and now a defence lawyer, really just drummed up your own business.
I have. That's
just arrest someone and then give them your own card.
I should have been giving out my card for the last 27 years, and if they could have pulled it out now, I would have had a business up and running.
Hey, Mars, I don't want to take too much information out of you, because you might be in here Friday morning and I'll really pick your brain. But what was the most high profile person you arrested?
I can't say that.
Well, this is what you've got to bring to the table. We're an open book.
I will. I'll bring it to the table Friday. Oh. I can't give you a preview, but I worked in St Kilda in those underbelly days, and I've worked all around. I worked in Frankston for a long time. There'd be some high-profile people down the peninsula that were hanging about, but I can talk to you all about it on Friday.
What about Uncle Chop Chop? You would have run into him a few times, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes, run into everybody. And I went to school with Jason Moran and all those boys as well, so I knew them from when we were teenagers. Oh, so,
wow. And then you're trying to lock them up.
And then I went to, they called it the dark side. I left and went to the dark side. And then now I've had a full circle and I've come back to look after them. So I think I bring to the table a bit of gossip and a bit of...
You've just shot to the top. I want to pick your brain.
I bet you do.
Hey, you won some free fuel though.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Enjoy that. All thanks to 7-Eleven.
Great. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Mars. Melissa from Cranbourne. Morning, Melissa.
Good morning, Feb. How are you?
I'm good. What can you bring to the table for us boys?
Well, I was on Married at First Sight 5 years ago.
Used to
all the media and controversy.
Who were you with on maths?
Who was your husband?
I married John.
Johnny?
Yeah, John.
Oh, yeah,
so
there he is.
The woman he... married the first time, wanted a Polynesian.
You're that really pretty blonde.
He's far from
Polynesian. You got blonde hair?
I have got blonde hair.
So
yeah.
I remember you. I love
you. I know you too.
Yeah, I love maths. Now, Mel, you could probably unpack a fair bit about maths. I love maths.
Mate, I could tell you so much about maths. But I've also got the contacts. Like, I could bring so many people in to interview, and I worked as a journalist for 25 years
in
print media.
Yeah.
And now I write books and I help people write books, and I am so free. I could be there Friday.
Well, yeah.
I could be there tomorrow.
Well, Mel, you write books, so you've got something in common with me. I'm an author.
Yeah.
And Fee's an author.
He's written more than he's read.
Yeah.
No, but this
I'm nearly past.
He's blonde. I'm blonde. We're both fun. We're both funny. We've both got good opinions.
And what I like as well, Fev, is that Ashley and Kiwi were up, Marcia and Piercedale and Melissa and Cranbourne, they've all had jobs, you know, roof tiler, yeah, police officer, defence barrister, journalist, and Fee before this was only a cash cow.
Yeah.
So we've got people coming in with actual life experience, which would be incredible.
They can bring a lot to the table, can't they? So you win some free fuel, Mel. You go into the draw for Friday. Now, there's some great applicants there. They're just really got me up and about. Like, I don't know. I don't know who. I want them all in.
If he can stream this on the plane,
she'll be back tomorrow. Yeah. She'll literally be going, oh my God, these people sound amazing.
I'm
going
to get this flight turned around.
Well, we've got one break left, and it is free fuel Friday. So 13
Monday.
So I was thinking about Friday. I'm already there. Hey, 13 10 60. If you want to win some free fuel, let's do a blitz.
Let's do it.
Let's
do
a blitz.
Give us a call.
13 10 60.
Have a listen to this.
Yeah, it's free fuel Monday.
This Fox. Hilariously Melbourne. Phoebe, Bev, and Nick. Beep, beep, beep.